This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is In Spirit and in Truth with your host, Pastor Benny Ramos from Love Wings Ministry. God bless you. Get ready to receive the word and power and in truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This is Pastor Benny here in Spirit and in Truth. Amen. And we're coming up to you live right now on 89.9 FM. Amen. And WCNO. Amen. And I come this morning, we're early this morning, amen. We got an hour program this morning, so we want you later on at the, I'll let everybody know at the, what times we'll set a few calls at the end of the program. But I just want to encourage everyone out there, say good morning, Nat.
Good morning, Victoria. Good morning.
It's me, Victoria, and my wife, Natasha, and Karen, amen, on the phones, amen. And we just want to say good morning, amen. Hallelujah. Isn't God good, Natasha?
Amen. Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Well, you're supposed to say like everybody say, all the time. He's good all the time.
Amen.
Let me just share this for a minute, or let me just get into my prayer before I start. Amen. And, you know, I just want to thank God the opportunity to be here every Saturday. You know, it's a privilege, man, to speak God's word and to encourage people. It gives me so much joy, amen, in my life, and that, you know, we're doing unto others and doing what God has called us to do, the Great Commission to encourage people out there, amen, and to tell them that, you know what, God loves you, amen. Jesus came and died on the cross for us, amen, and set us free,
amen,
even from ourselves, amen. So I just wanted, you know, just give an opportunity to say, you know what, sometimes the little things are the most important thing, Natasha. And I just want to thank God for this morning that I'm here with my family, regardless of what's going on in our lives. You know, we continue to do that. What God has called us is to be able to encourage people, to love people, and just follow the word, you know, the best we can. And you know what, that gives us a joy that surpasses all understanding.
Amen.
Amen. Is that the truth? Amen. Let me say something that, and let me just start with this, that my prayer is this morning that, Lord, please empower me as you did those earlier disciples that we read about in the Word, amen, and the things that they've done. But, Lord, empower me so that I, too, can shake the very foundation of this of my world here, amen. And that's my prayer this morning, that he, you know, empower us, right, Nat? And that's what we're here about, empowering ourselves, empowering people, and just loving people. And when you do that, man, all things, you know, come together. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk about also, let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, Natasha, you have
it? My brothers and sisters, were called to be free.
Yes.
But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love.
I love that. Serve one another what?
Humbly in love.
Humbly in love. Amen. Sincere, straight from the heart, just like God loves us. Amen. And those watching me live, good morning to you too. I haven't forgot you. Those watching me on Periscope and those watching me on Facebook this morning. We just want to thank God and have this opportunity to minister the word. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. So let me say that again, that you know what? We have the freedom, right? That God has given us what? The freedom. Amen. So many people are bound today, Natasha, especially some of us in church. Amen. They go to church and I look at people and I think about, you know, some of us sometimes we forget or I don't know, you know, or we're not applying the word the way we should, that that we let the circumstances dictate our emotions sometimes. One day we're up, one time, and then sometimes we're down. Amen. Always be up. Always encourage yourself. Amen. I'm one that loves to encourage, you know, those around me. But also, I have learned to encourage myself when things don't work out the way that they should. And in Galatians chapter 5, Again, verse 25 says, but since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step what? With the Spirit. I'm going to say that again. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Amen? Isn't that beautiful? So I'm going to stay in step. You know that. It was watching me live. I'm going to stay in step with the Spirit. Amen. And, you know, as we, and please ask me, how do you do that, Pastor Benny?
Natasha? How do you do that?
You do that by having what? I keep saying it all the time, an intimate relationship with God. That is the most important thing that we have. You know, like today, I said, man, what a wonderful day that we are living in. Amen. This time and this season in my life. Amen. I was talking to a brother last night from New York that called me, Brother Alex, that we were just reminiscing of over, oh my God, I don't want to say the years, but a long time, let me put it that way. And we were just reminiscing of who we were before and where God has taken us to. Amen. And that even though we went through adversities and a lot of things in our lives that you know, that we didn't want, you know, to happen, but things happen. But you know what? We're still standing. Amen. The word says, when you've done everything that you possibly can, just stand. Amen. And that's an empowering thing, you know. And I was thinking about that, and I said, you know, what a wonderful day that we live in, that we can experience the glory of God in our lives daily, amen. And we can experience the manifestation that's all around us. You see what I'm saying? It's where you set your mind at, where you, as you're walking in your life, what am I doing with my life? What's going on? You know what I'm trying to say?
Amen.
We go on those like a roller coaster, so to speak. You go up and down, but you know what? The thing is to have that same zeal as you're going down, to have it as you're coming up. Amen. That know that you're walking with the King of Kings. And you know, God sometimes allows us to go through these things because you know what? We start realizing how much more that we need Him in our lives. Amen. And that is so important. So I just, you know, wanted to share that this morning, that, you know what, it's a wonderful day. It's how you look at the day, how you wake up. You understand? How you, you know, like I was saying in Galatians, it says, but what, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. So remember the word, meditate on it, and walk in the Spirit, because we're fighting even sometimes against our own flesh and our own thoughts. Is that the truth, Nat?
Amen.
What do you think of that?
Amen, yes.
You know, that we have to wake up with that mentality and that joy in our heart. Nobody gives you joy. Jesus gives me joy.
Amen. Always.
And then, you know, you start reminiscing. Start remember where you was at and where you're at today. And then those that don't know the Lord, or someone that, and I'm speaking from my heart, and I feel led by the Holy Spirit right now, that those that have been hurt or whatever in any, I don't know, any situation, you know what? Don't focus on that. You know, focus on God. Focus on the Spirit. You must have heard the word from somebody or somewhere, even if you don't have surrendered your life to Jesus, you know? You still can do that today. All you have to do is just say, Lord, come into my heart. Change me. There's a void there. I don't feel right. You know, just be honest. You know, that's the thing. That's what God wants us to be, honest and sincere, because He already knows, but He wants us to do that. Amen? Is that the truth?
Amen.
And
yes,
when we do that and we open up our hearts and we speak to Him in that way from the heart, what happens is He'll step in, man. He'll change your mindset. He'll change everything about you. Amen. You even start looking good. Amen. Because I was sharing in the church, I was preaching. I said, you know, who wants to have a sad sack face? Amen. Because you know, you can see all the frustration on your face. No, man. You know, what you gonna look like when they lay you out in the box? Amen. Because we all gonna go there one day, but I know I'm gonna be looking good with a big smile on my face. Amen. Amen. And I want the Bible right on my hand. I don't want nothing else but the Bible, the Word. Amen. That set me free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, y'all excited? I know it's early. Come on, let's get excited. Amen. As we discover, you can reach God and you know, as you get intimate with Him. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we want to do. That's what I want to do. I dedicated my life to do this. Amen. And my family. That's why we're here every Saturday morning, and we just ministering the gospel, amen, and sharing the good news. You know, just giving a testimony what God has done in my life and the experiences that we're going through as a family, as individuals, amen, and as we bring up our children, you know, everything, you know, leads to God, you know. My mama, before she went to be with the Lord, she always told me, love one another, especially your family, you know, encourage one another, you know, regardless, amen. Forgive those that hurt you. Forgive them. Don't hold on to that. You know, forgiveness is healthy for you. Amen. You know, I'm trying to break it down as easy as I can, but forgiveness gives you health, gives you beauty. You start looking because you don't have I don't know how to say it in English. In Spanish, we say malicia inside you. You just love people. And you say, I'm not going to hold on to that because that's like an old luggage that you're carrying. Amen. You're carrying a suitcase of unforgiving people. You know, you're not forgiving people, rather. That's what I meant to say. And, you know, we got to learn to forgive and to forget and to also, just like God forgave us and forgot about it. But we continue, like we say in New York, you know, we don't forget about it. We keep on it. No, forget about it. Amen.
Amen.
What do you think of that, Nat? I write about forgiveness and about walking in the light. Amen.
And forgiveness is not for the other person. It's for you to release yourself. You know, and not to hold on to, you know, to like Pastor was saying, you know, to baggage and stuff that will be holding you down.
Amen. And we know that, you know, intercessory prayer and also, you know, the word prayer, faith and agreement, that comes all together. Amen. That you can change your life and even the world that you're in. And that's what we're trying to do. Amen. Change this life and the world we're in. Amen. By what? Showing love. Because there's enough hate, you know, and that's what the devil wants. That's what old Staggletooth wants. Amen. But I come to let him know that he got no power and authority over us. Amen. Right now, my wife's going to give the announcements. It's 10 after the hour. Amen. 10 minutes into the program. Go ahead.
Okay. We want to give a shout-out to Sweetie's Diner, one of our sponsors. And they're located at 2625 South US 1, and that's in Fort Pierce. And you can contact them at 772-828-3720. Again, that's 772-828-3720. And that, again, is Sweetie's Diner. And also, we want to thank the Big Thrift Store.
Yeah, the Big
and
Thrift.
And they're located at 6707 South US Highway 1, and that's in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And you can reach them at 718-669-4177. Again, that's 718-669-4177.
Amen, amen, amen. And about the sponsoring, amen.
And we'll also, if you like to sponsor, you know, us here at In Spirit and in Truth, you can feel free to send or contact us here at 772-221-1100. Or the address is 6783 South US Highway 1, and that's in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34952.
Amen. Because we need your sponsors to be on the air. We're just coming on now onto an hour program. We were at 30 minutes, and we got two sponsors, and we're trying to get sponsors. At the same time, you know what you're doing? You're blessing us. You're putting seed into what we're doing here, and, you know, together we can work and help. Because the gospel's got to be preached. Maybe you can't be on the radio station. Maybe you can't do it, but you can be a part of it. Amen. And we need your support in order for us to continue and also to work with WCNO. We're here to encourage this radio station, which brings us the good news. Amen. And a lot of good teaching here. And you know, it's about, you know, doing God's work. And yeah, it's important that, you know, we need seed, in other words, to continue. But Be assured of this, that the money that we receive is being used for the program, is being used for to minister the gospel to many people out there that hear our voice. Amen. And the Bible says that we're to go to the byways and the highways and under air. Amen. And that's what we're doing right now. That's why I'm on Facebook, Periscope. We have our website, which is lovewingsministry.com. You can look us up there too, and you can hit videos and you'll see some of our programs. You actually see what we're doing, not only in our church, but here at the radio program In Spirit and in Truth. And we're self self-chartered church, and we, you know, we supply the needs ourselves here, and we need your support in order to continue to work so we can have those and bring them to the house of God. And even as Ephesians says, that we're there to equip the saints for the work of service. Amen. And this is a commission that God has given all of us. Amen. And So I encourage you to, you know, plant the seed. It's not going to go wrong, and God's going to bless you. Amen. Because that's what we're called to do. Amen. But Amen. Let me just say this.
And we also want to invite you mm-hmm. out.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
For our 6-year anniversary.
Yes.
Which is July 7th, Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday, July 8th at 5 p.m., and Sunday, July 9th at 11:30 a.m. And again, we're located at 6785 U.S. Highway 1. That's in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34952. We invite you to come out and worship with us and celebrate what the Lord has done within the last 6 years.
Amen. Amen. And that's what we're about. Again, like she said, you know, I would love to meet you and to pray and you know, come visit us. Amen. We're all brothers and sisters, you know, and I thank God that we're going on our 6-year anniversary here in Port St. Lucie. And we're having our anniversary service in July, and I'm just excited. I have people coming from New York, a man that really ministered in my life, and my spiritual father's coming down, and his wife, and we're just gonna have a good time, and we welcome everybody. But not only that, you can come to Love Wings tomorrow. Amen. We're there, and you can come tonight. I forgot, tonight we're showing the movie The Shack. I don't know if you haven't seen that movie, but I tell you, I was crying like a baby when I saw that movie, Natasha. But you know what? It's a powerful movie, and we're showing it tonight at Love Wings Ministry at 5 p.m. at 6785 South US 1. We're right there located by the Gator Bowling Alley. All are welcome, and you know what? Admission is free. We don't charge anybody any. Now, if you want to leave a donation, that's fine. Or you want to plant a seed, that's fine. But we don't charge anything. We make it our business to reach out to the community. Amen. And to be able to see this, we're going to have it through our PA system. So you'll hear it in a big screen in the church. So you can see the movie. If you have not seen it, come on out. This is an opportunity for you to come out and watch The Shack. Amen. That we're showing it today at 5 o'clock at Love Wings Ministry. Again, what's the address?
6785 South US Highway 1. That's in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34952. And it's by the
Gator Bowling Alley or the St. Lucie Lanes. You know, I tell people right across the street from Social Security and Zapata's, I think it's called the restaurant. Yeah. Amen. But let me continue with this. You know, now we know that, you know, I was sharing before that, you know what, God is good. No matter what you're going through out there, I want to share a secret with you. Is that all right now? Should I share the secret with them? Amen. About joy, bringing joy into them. Amen. Should we share that secret? No. Joy is a result of what? An intimate fellowship with God. You know, following believers in who? In Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to say that again. Joy is a result of an intimate, hallelujah, relationship with God. And you get joy like I'm always joyful. Amen. You know, Psalms, read me Psalms real quick. Psalm 16, verse 11. Psalm 16, verse 11. Hallelujah.
11. You make known to me the plan, the path of life. Path. You will fill me with the joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
Amen, amen. That you will show me the path of my life in your presence and the fullness of joy at your right hand. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That pleases what? Forevermore. Amen. You know, you're missing out those, man. Have the joy of the Lord. Look at your circumstance and say, like I always say, get thee behind me, old snaggletooth. I come to put my foot on your neck. You got no power and authority over me or my family, over my health. Amen. It's how you look at things. You got to encourage yourself. But you know what? God is so good that he's omnipresent. He's all around us. Amen.
Amen.
And he gives us a joy that I can't even understand it. But I know that when I start talking about him, man, my blood starts circulating, Natasha. Man, I start moving. My hair start growing. Amen. I just threw that one in. But you know what? You start looking good. You start feeling good. You know what I'm saying? And what was that singer? James Brown said, I feel good. Amen. Like I knew that I would as I get into the Word of God, as I have an intimate relationship with God. There's no greater joy than experiencing an intimate fellowship with God Himself through what? Through His Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. There is no greater joy than experiencing an intimate fellowship with God Himself through what? His Word. Amen. Go to Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Hallelujah. Come on.
Amen.
And those watching me on Periscope and Facebook, and I just pray that you continue to watch us and that God is going to move in your life also, you know, all of us and those listening to me on the air, whether you're in your car or at home. Have the joy. Matter of fact, if you're at home and you ladies, if you're washing, you know, I know you get busy, you start taking care of the kids and you're washing something, just you know what, do me a favor, just dance around for a second and just say, hallelujah, thank you for the joy.
Amen.
That only comes from you, Lord. And you know what, I know circumstances, finances, all this stuff can really put a downer in your life, but you know what? Forget about it. Like I said, always remember that. Forget about it. Remember that you walk in the light and the light was in you. God's going to see you through. That's that. You know what? That's an opportunity for us to get more closer to God and more intimate, because Amen. It seems like when we're going through a deep situation, we start calling on Him. But how beautiful it is that you call on Him every day, every time,
yes,
whether
Amen.
Good, whether bad times, you still stay focused, because what happens is that joy that's in you, that Holy Spirit, the great Comforter that's within you, arises, amen, and sees you through. So you know what I'm saying? And those in your car, man, you know, as you're driving to work and maybe things are not where they should be, but that's okay. Or your children are not where they should be, or even your marriage. You know, trust God. Go enjoy and do things right. You see, it's that simple. The Word is not that complicated. God just wants us to live right and do things right and to love one another and to encourage one another, to have the prodigal son spirit. Amen. And I say that all the time. And I preach because I said, you know what? I don't want to be. It's like a battery. I said it before. I don't want to be. You know, a battery has a negative and it has the cross on the plus sign. You know, you can see the power is on the cross, right? Even the batteries in your car. Look at it that way, amen, that you're driving your car, is giving juice to your car. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we got to look at it. Maybe I'm a little crazy there, but that's the way you got to look at life, amen. Be positive, amen. Forget negativity, because that's not of God. God is a positive God. God's Word is positive. God's Word still delivers today just like it did yesterday, amen. Go ahead, Natasha. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. And excuse me, because I get excited, amen, when I start talking about Jesus. Amen. Go ahead.
When the words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name,
yes,
Lord. Woo. God Almighty.
Hallelujah. He amen. Says, but when the word of the joy, right, and it says, your word was formed and I ate them, and the word was to me, what? Joy, right? And rejoicing, right? Of my heart. And I'm called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's what I'm talking about. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm telling you, man, in my life, I've been through some rough stuff. But I'm still here. You see, I'm still standing, you know, and it's a powerful thing. And, you know, even as I was sharing about that movie and those in the book, I haven't read the book yet, but I heard that the book is just as powerful. You have the book, right, Natasha, at home? Yeah, I haven't read it yet, and I'm going to take some time to read it. But also, you know, the shack, I mean, I saw that, and if you haven't seen it, it's come on out tonight. You're going to be blessed. Believe me, you're going to be blessed. A lot of people that have watched it, I put it on our website and on our Facebook and everything, and I have gotten so many comments from so many people, those that have watched it. Grown men brings to tears, you know, because it deals with reality and truth. And And it, you know what? It brings us, I love that, that we're being encouraging even through movies now, you know, that that leads us to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And our Heavenly Father. Amen. Now we have found that the revelation of being as a new creation in Jesus has what? We have found what? Joy. I tell you, since I started serving the Lord, all I have is joy. I mean, you know, you do get some points that sometimes you just, things get a little, you know, hard and we kind of, not that you lose the joy, but we kind of just forget about the joy for a minute there, like they say in New York, just forgot you for a minute there. But then we realize it as we read the word. That's why it's so important to get into a local church where they're teaching the word of God, the true word of God, and not only teaching it, but, you know, showing the word of God and people that are walking in integrity and love. Not to say that we're all perfect, because we're not, but, you know, you'll know them. You'll know them. God will show you those that are really seeking the Lord, because their life will dictate that. It's not just understanding the word and reading it, but also or preaching it is how they live their lives. And look at a man and look at his family and if they're doing the right thing, and you'll see it, because even though you'll see them in the midst of things, you'll always see joy, you'll always see the love of Christ in them, you know, because God has anointed all of us to preach the word of God and to encourage one another through love. Amen. And speaking truth, you know, we ain't got time to play games. Amen. You know, life is short, and you know, we're literally fighting for our souls, you know, here while we are here on earth. But you know what? We're already winners, because you have the power. Amen. You just got to plug into it. Amen. And that's what we're trying to do. And that's why we're here every Saturday again, to encourage you to plug into it. Amen. You know, to get involved in the things of God, you know, go out to the house of God, listen to the word, because it's going to feed your soul. Amen. I guess that's a good word to use right now. What would you think of that, right? Feed your soul, and you start memorizing some of the scriptures or something that you heard in church that the preacher said or the pastor or whatever, you know, and it at that time where you're going through something, and then that's when we talk about, you know, meditating on the word of God, that'll see you through it, because you'll remember that scripture and say, oh, that crazy guy on the radio said, you know, I walk in the spirit's in me, have joy, and it just brings you back, and you know, into a reality that you know that you're bringing the supernatural realm into the natural realm in that situation. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I say all this because, you know what, I see people all the time, and I pray for people, and I say, you know what, all I could do is give you the word of God and be an example, and you know, give you my testimony of what God has done in my life. Amen. And as we do that, they see the light in you. And, you know, people are searching for that. Amen. Jesus still works through people. Amen. God still works through people. Even I said, you know what, in my prayer that even like the brothers back in the Old Testament, as God anointed them and they were able to change their circumstances in their country and the world. Amen. And that's what I want to do. And today, that's it's a privilege. And we have an opportunity that they didn't, to be on the radio, to be on YouTube, all these programs, television, you know what I'm saying? But it's so important that we go to church and be in a place where we can grow and get fed right and to meet other people and love one another. Amen. For the widowers, you know, for those that are, you know, that are hurting. Amen. There are families that are broken, that we can restore them by what? Testimonies of our lives. So it's important what we do. And in our families, too, you know, I always say to everybody in our church, you know, is this, that, you know, first we put God first, and that priorities first in our lives. Second is to minister to our families. And then do the work of the Lord. You know, if you read 1 Timothy, it tells you a lot about that, about overseeing and leadership. But, you know, it's not about overseeing or leadership or titles. It's about loving people and just doing what God called us to do. And when you're faithful in the little, God just, you know what he does, Nat? He gives us what? More work. Because he can entrust you with it, you know, because he knows your heart. He has your heart. And that's what he wants. But you know what comes along with that? Blessings. Amen. Because sometimes I'll be honest, I don't know how I'm going to make it. But God always supplies every need somehow.
Yes,
amen.
He does.
And, you know, that's what it's about. And you meet people and you encourage people and people, you know, that's what we're called to do. Amen. We're called to do this. Amen. And that's what God is talking about. Amen. Through his word. Amen. I think we're going to have a break soon in commercial here at the program. But let me just say this, that once we have an opportunity, you know, we must...